KFC Everyday Value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
A $2.5 million project is aiming to overcome the factors limiting cervical screening among First Nations women. The funding has also been granted over 3 years to Southern Cross University in partnership with Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations. In Australia, the death rate for cervical cancer among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women is 4 times greater than that for non-Indigenous women. Dr. Marilyn Clark says the project, named Sister Screen, aims to reduce the statistic by co-designing strategies to increase cervical screenings during pregnancy and after babies are born.
It's really important that any healthcare intervention or strategy or screening program involves First Nations people from the ground up. So with this project, we're planning to start from the ground in the Aboriginal community with First Nations women to develop strategies as to what they think is going to work best.
One man has died and another is in hospital with serious wounds after a shooting outside a hotel in Sydney's Inner West on the 17th of August. Emergency services were called to the Harold Hotel on Ross Street, Forest Lodge, at about 6:40 p.m. following reports of a shooting. Police said 2 people had been shot multiple times by unknown attackers before fleeing in a car. One witness spoke to Channel 9 about the harrowing scene.
And then when I walked around the corner, I saw the guy had been, that'd been shot, one of them had been shot, was lying on the ground. So I ran up to him, and then probably 30 seconds later, some doctors and some other ladies that were inside the Harold Hotel came out.
One of the victims died at the scene. Another was taken to hospital in serious condition. 2 people have sustained minor injuries after their light plane crashed on a golf course on Sydney's northern beaches. The forced landing happened during a training flight with an instructor and student on board. It's not known what caused the accident. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says artificial intelligence will be a key focus at the government's productivity roundtable, which begins tomorrow, 19th of August. The 3-day summit is aimed at jump-starting productivity, which has lagged over the last decade, weighing down the economy. Mr. Albanese says he looks forward to engaging with business, union and civil society leaders who have been invited.
To put forward their ideas about how we deal with the economic challenges of boosting productivity, how we deal with the transition, with complex issues such as artificial intelligence, which has the opportunity, as we've seen here today with some of the showcases, to really boost productivity. But we need to make sure that it operates in the interests of people as well. So how do we train Australians for the jobs of the future? And that is a priority for us.
The family of Emma Lovell, murdered during a Boxing Day in 2022 home invasion, say they are heartbroken after her teenage killer's sentence was cut by almost 18 months on appeal. The boy, 17 at the time, fatally stabbed Miss Lovell after breaking into her home north of Brisbane. His minimum detention term has been reduced from about 9 years and 9 months to 8 years and 4 months. Victims of Youth Crime Ambassador Lindy Atkinson, who has supported the family since before the sentencing, says the decision has caused them further trauma. European leaders say locking down robust security guarantees for Ukraine will be a key priority when they join Vladimir Zelensky at a meeting with Donald Trump in Washington. The heads of Britain, Italy, Finland and France will attend the meeting with Ukraine's president, who is under pressure from the US president to accept a deal after Mr. Trump met face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will also attend the meeting at the White House. She says a peace deal will not be reached without adequate security protections.
First, we must have strong security guarantees to protect both Ukraine and Europe's vital security interests. Ukraine must be able to uphold its sovereignty and its territorial integrity. There can be no limitations on Ukrainian armed forces.
And now in sport, Manly's attack has misfired again in a fierce blow to their NRL finals hopes, while West Tigers kept theirs alive with a dominating 26-12 win. Tries in the first and 79th minutes on Sunday at Allianz Stadium took Manly's tally to just 32 points in their past four games, all losses. It was a dagger blow to Manly's finals hopes, with the Sea Eagles now likely needing to win all three remaining games to be a top eight chance. West Tigers head coach Benji Marshall says he's happy with how the team played.
Just the effort and the fight we showed today. I thought, obviously a desperate Manly team on the points they are, needing to probably win to make the semis. I thought we toughed out and played some pretty high quality footy. But just the attitude towards the way we want to play. This week they trained accordingly.
And the 16th placed Newcastle Knights have suffered their sixth loss in a row, kept scoreless in the first half of the North Queensland Cowboys in a 38-4 defeat. It was the 11th time this year the Knights have failed to register a point during the opening 40 minutes of the game. Cowboys half-eighth Jake Clifford says his team's strength in the first half carried them through the game.
It was good to come up against a few of the boys I got to share the Newcastle jersey with and get one over them, but I really thought we put a really good 40 minutes together and it set us up for the rest of the game.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth is mostly sunny at 23, Adelaide is mostly sunny at 16, Melbourne is cloudy at 14, Hobart is partly cloudy at 13, Canberra is partly cloudy at 14, Wollongong is seeing showers at 15, Sydney also showers at 15, and Newcastle, some showers at 16, Brisbane, possible late showers at 22, Cairns is sunny at 28, and Darwin is sunny at 32. And that wraps up everything in the news, sport, and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.